I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth learns about an ancient crop growing on the Outer Cape.
Truro farmer and educator Stephanie Rain is experimenting with something called amaranth.
People think it's a grain, but it's really not a grain.
I thought it was a grain.
I did as well, and I'm growing it.
It turns out amaranth is what's called a pseudo-cereal.
It is not in the Gramineaceae, which is like the grasses, your grains. It's more closely related to a beet or spinach. It's a seed that they grind up.
This seed is tiny, about the size of a poppy seed and either black or tan. But one plant can produce up to 60,000 of these seeds. Amaranth was a key crop for the Aztecs, who researchers think got roughly 80% of their calories from the plant before Europeans arrived. And it turns out that in addition to turning the seeds into flour, or eating them popped like popcorn, or even cooked whole, you can also eat the leaves.
Being that it's related to the spinach and the beet, the greens are highly edible and highly nutritious. Here, you want to taste one?
Sure. It reminds me of a plant I used to eat on the beaches of Maine as a kid, lamb's quarter, or orach. Interestingly, while lamb's quarter and amaranth aren't in the same scientific family, they're both referred to as pigweed. So I'm not the only one who thinks they taste similar.
I think it would be good, julienned and steamed too, or a little saute type of thing, and that brings out the flavor sometimes a little bit more. And there are actually hundreds of varieties of amaranth. And I used to grow one that I really liked called Love Lies Bleeding. And that's like a very droopy variety, and it's probably the circumference of the flower area is probably only like a half inch, where I'm growing this new variety where I would say that's about 2 inches probably in diameter. And it's a more upright type of blossom. So you can see the leaves are red, and these are getting a little old too, but this is all edible. And then in this head are the seeds, and the seeds are what you grind up to make amaranth flour.
And what do you like to make with the flour? Do you cook a lot with amaranth flour?
I haven't done much cooking with the amaranth flour. I have made some breads for some of my friends who have some gluten issues because it's not a grain. So if you're on one of those limited diets, amaranth is free of gluten here, which is a great thing. And I also like an amaranth cereal. It's got a really nutty taste to it, and I enjoy that.
To make cereal, amaranth can be cooked whole into porridge, ground into flour to make flakes, or puffed up like Rice Krispies.
But I haven't myself done much, but that's sort of the plan because this new variety certainly is much larger than the old. And so we are going to harvest the seeds to replant, but I think we might grind some and try and see how that goes.
When Stephanie says we, she's talking not just about herself and her family, but also about the kids she teaches as the farmer in the school for the Truro and Wellfleet Elementary districts.
The kids have been studying them and examining them, and now as they dry, they'll do the seed collection because we do a lot of seed saving for both the school and the Truro Public Library Seed Bank.
So how do you know when it's ready to harvest, and then how do you get the seeds out?
When it's starting to dry up a little bit, you cut them, and then you let it dry completely, and then you just put it in a paper bag and shake it, and the seeds come out. And so the kids will collect the seeds, and then they'll make their own seed packets with all the information and maybe an illustration, and then they'll donate those to the library.
The plants are beautiful, with big, round, almost bushy, bright magenta flowers. They look like something out of a Dr. Seuss book. And while Stephanie Rain and the kids she teaches are still just experimenting with amaranth, Stephanie's intrigued by the plant's versatility as a food and cut flower, and the fact that it's drought-resistant and adaptable to our ever-changing climate conditions. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth's got some great pictures of amaranth flowers and leaves and the plant's tiny seeds right on our website, along with a recipe for cinnamon-laced amaranth porridge. Oh, and Elspeth told me she's working on an ancient snack recipe with honey and toasted or popped amaranth seeds. So circle back to the website for that, capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.